Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Chavches. Chavches, again, today's shiur is sponsored. The refuah shalema, Bela Chana Bas Esther. Bela Chana Bas Esther, the refuah shalema. We are on Chav Zayin Amabez. We just read the Mishnah of all the krovim, all the relatives that one is not allowed to testify with, testify about. And we had the Mishnah Rishona, which mentioned that only Roy Liarsho, which meant, according to Rashi, only the paternal relatives. But according to Rabbi Akiva, Mishnah Rabbi Akiva, and according to the first part of the Mishnah, it's even maternal relatives, as we'll see. That's what we paskin. On what level, we will see, Bez Hashem, in the Gemara. And then Rabbi Yehuda added in at the end of the Mishnah, not only these specific types of relatives, but even if somebody has a daughter, and she dies, and there are grandchildren from there, so that also, and then we had Oev and Sone, which Beth Hashem is more on tomorrow's daf about that. Minani Mili, so says the Gemara, what's the source that relatives are not allowed to testify about each other? The Tanur Rabbanan, it's interesting that we need a source. You might have said it's just a Chashah Sheker, no Gebedavar, it's a Svara. But the Gemara says, no, the Gemara has to bring a source. Maybe that reflects on the type of psul. The Tanur Rabbanan, lo yimsu avos albanim. Father should not die because of the sons, albanim. So matam alomer, in malam mishlo yimsu avos ba'avon banim. If it means to tell me that the father should not die because of the sins of the sons, ubanim ba'avon avos, and the opposite. So ikfar nemar ish becheto yumasu. She already says that man will always die only because of his own sins. Ella lo yumsu avos albanim be'edus banim. So what does it mean? It must mean that a person won't die because of the edus of his children. Uvanim lo yumsu alavos be'edus avos. And also the opposite, children will not die based on the edus of the fathers. Fine. So that's the drasha. Ubanim b'avon avos lo. Is that true? Children never die because of the sins of the fathers. V'haksiv poked avon avos albanim. Right, we said it in last week's parsha. Right, Hashem will bring the sin of the fathers on the sons. Hasam kishaoks and maisiyah voseyan biyadehem. That's only when the children continue their father's sins. When the children continue their father's sins, then when they will also receive some of the onesh from the fathers. Kedetanya, as the Brisa says, va'ap avonos avosam itam yimaku. With the sins of the father, they will rot. Pasuk in the Tochacha, kishaochs and ma'asi avosem biyadeim, when they continue their father's actions. Ata omek kishaochs and oeinu elo kishaochs. Maybe does this include only when they continue or not? Kishu omer ish b'cheto yumasu. Once it says that a man will only die from his own sins, hari kishaochs and ma'asi avosem biyadeim. So you already know this one must be talking about a case where they continue their father's actions. Chavetz Chaim writes on that pasuk, ala Torah, lemeidim anu mizeh shebiyoser tzarecha adam lihizaher shelo lihikashel ba'osan avonos she'avin nechshal bahem. One has to be extra careful, not to be zahir, to be careful from the sins that one's father was involved in. Parents, because that's what we're going to be held accountable for. Not just new sins, but it's even worse if there are old sins. What's the svar for that? It's worse to continue the sins of my father than to do new sins. Because maybe I already saw what it's like to do those sins, and I hopefully I see the negative and the chait aspect of what I what's in front of me, and I still continue doing that. If it's something new, I never tried it before, I never saw it before, okay, so we all have tivus, we all have yitzharis, but if I see it in front of me, and then I continue doing it, so that, says the Chavetz Chaim, is even worse. You might have said the opposite. You might have said, it's my father's fault. He taught it to me, and I'm doing it. But Chavetz Chaim says, based on this Gemara, that it is the opposite. Continue for a little bit more. Velo, again, we just said that people are not punished because of the sins of the father. Velo v'aksiv v'kashlu ish ba'avon achiv. A man will fall because of his brother, meaning because of the sin of his brother. Don't we learn that's one of the sources in the Torah, not the most famous source from the end of the Torah, but call Yisrael Arevim Zelazah. So therefore we're responsible for each other. That's only because there was a situation where somebody could have protested and stopped the other person from doing an Aveira, and they didn't, so therefore they will be included in the onesh that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give, because we could have prevented the Aveira from the other person, and we and we did it. The Ritva writes, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zalazeh, very important lashon of the Ritva, he writes it in Brachas, but he also writes it in Rosh Hashanah, based on the, to explain the concept of Yatsa Motzi. If I already did a mitzvah, and I was Yotze the mitzvah, I could still help somebody else fulfill the mitzvah. If I already heard shofar on Rosh Hashanah, if I already blew shofar, I could then go and blow shofar for somebody else, even though my mitzvah is finished. Yatsa Motzi. I'm allowed to do that. If I lane the Megillah already, I can lane it 10 times to help somebody. If I make Kiddush already, I can make Kiddush for somebody else. And I can do any mitzvah, Yatsa Motzi. So why is that? Why am I allowed to do that? We know if somebody is not included in a mitzvah at all, they cannot be motzi their friend. If somebody is mufka from the mitzvah, if somebody is not chayiv at all, a katan can't be motzi somebody else because he's mufka from the mitzvah, or certain mitzvahs so that women are not obligated in. They can't be motzi a man because they're mufka. And yet, if I'm already did my mitzvah, so I can still be motzi you. Yatsa motzi. Why is that? So say the Rishonim, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. We're all connected, and therefore, if you didn't fulfill your obligation, then I'm still lacking. There's still a lack in me when it comes to mitzvahs. Says the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chavtes. Pirish, kol brachos ha-mitzvahs, ava b'sheyatza motzi, sha'afa b'sheh ha-mitzvahs mutalas al kol echad, even though the mitzvahs are incumbent upon each of us, ha-rei kol Yisrael, ha-reivim zel hazeh, all Jews are arev to each other. V'kulam kiguf echad. All Jews are like one body, one unit. Uka arev haporeya chov chaveiro. Literally, an arev, a cosigner. Last off in Baba Basra. Arvus. So we are like arvus. We're like cosigners to each other for Hashem. Hashem is owed mitzvos. If you didn't do your mitzvos, I'll cover you. I'll cover you. I'll do it. You have to say amen. You have to have kavanah biyose. But I'm covering for you. Ubichlal ze gam birchas kriyashma, sheshliya sivir motzi de chavasamayam afilu asabaki. Right, birchas kriyashma, if somebody maker a din does not know how to say it. There are some exceptions to yatsa motzi. He quotes the Ritva here quotes the Yerushalmi, kriyashma and tfila, eino motzi, because these are exceptions. Kolachad sarach levakish rachim imalatzmo, when it comes to certain exceptions. But generally, the rule is yatsa motzi based on the principle of kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. Are women included in Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh? Pashtus, yes. Why would you say not? Why would you say women are not included? So there is a rush. The rush creates a lot of controversy. The rush in Brachas, in Paragimel, Os Yud Gimel, the rush is talking about the context of a woman in Birchas HaMazon. So the Gemara talks about whether a woman is obligated in Birchas HaMazon Daraisa Durabanan, because there's a chiyuv to mention Bris Milah in Berachas HaMazon. There's a chiyuv to mention Eretz Yisrael in Berachas HaMazon. Women didn't take a nachla, and women don't have a bris milah. So we also have to, we mentioned a number of items. So the Gemara there on Berachas Daf Chaf has a suffix whether women are obligated to Araisa or Durabanan. So on that Gemara, the Rush says, V'yim kein, b'ishanami, ava b'sheina chayav esalami Durabanan, mozi achayim shechayav emina Torah. Women should, once they're obligated, even Durabanan, they should be able to be mozi others. Yeshlomar to lo dummy. De ish afal gav shelo achal klum dinu sheyiftar asachirim to kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh. A man can be motzi another man because kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh. Ela midrabanan amru midrabanan. We say if you didn't get hana at all, so then only somebody who took part and ate a little bit, right? If I didn't eat at all, then I can't be motzi you in benching. Sha'ari, but once I eat, even if I'm only chayim midrabanan, let's say we all ate lunch together, and I only ate a kezias. I only ate a kezias of pizza. But you ate 3 slices. So you're full. You're chayim to bench daraisa. I'm only chayim to bench durabanan. So I can still be motzi you. Why? That's not lacha. Why? Because of chayim Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. Sha'arev hu ba'avuro, va'alav hu lahatzilan min ha'avon, v'lifter osam min ha'mitzvahs. That's why a man who's only chayim midrabanan can be motzi. You don't have to ask who's full here, who's satiated. You don't have to ask that. We only ask who's a kohen, right? We don't ask who's full, because a durabanan can be motzi daraisa. But ends the rush. Aval isha eina bichlal ha'arvus. Says the rush. Gimel yud gimel. A woman is not bichlal arvus. V'lakach eino motzia elamisha chiyuv midrabanan. Therefore, a woman cannot be motzi a man because she's not bichlal arvus. So there's a big discussion. Where does it say that? There's nowhere in Shas where it says a woman is not bechlal arvus. Nowhere. is only applies to men and not to women. So the Nod of Yehuda in the Dag HaMerivava on Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph by Hilchas Kiddush. V'yanimis Tapek im Ha'isha. What does the Rush mean? Maybe he only means it in one direction. Im Isha Eina Bechlal Arvus, because he's talking about a man being motzi a woman in Kiddush Friday night. So if a woman is not Bechlal Arvus, how does a man come and make Kiddush for his wife? So he says maybe the Rush only means it in one direction. Eina Bechlal Arvus Dahainu Shehi Eino Arv Ba'Aracherim. Aval ha'anashim shekiblu arvus bahar grizim bahar eval nis arvu gam ba'ad ha'anashim. And therefore, shaper hotzi motzi ha'ish es ha'isha af shekfar yatsa. Odeel makashem sh'anashim lo nechazu b'chal arvus kach lo kiblu anashim arvus b'shvil nashim. Then you have a big problem. Tzarech iyun. He says, maybe to help out all over, you know, maybe the Rosh only means it in one direction, not the other direction. That's the Nod of Yehuda. But others say, I just don't know what the Rosh is talking about. Says Rabbi Kiva on Shulchan Aruch. I don't know where the Rush gets this from. V'lani as daiti de ein chilak bein anashim l'anashim l'inyan arvus v'lo matzino b'shum duchta de bein anashim ein adin de miyatsa motzi v'hari gabi yane amalka umalkasa de krichu rifta masha de him aya ochel shim et shetah kazay shaper oven. A whole course of the rayas. So he says, I think the Rush means something totally different. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. You know what the Rush means? Special din in Birchas HaMazon. He doesn't mean the Napachlal Arvus. He means the Napachlal Arvus for this mitzvah specifically. Meaning there might be mufka from this mitzvah. Not in general Arvus. Avol nire. T'kavadas arush da Arvus hu rak l'gabi misha mechuyev b'mitzvah zuha arev al achirim. Like we said before, if I'm mechuyev in shofar, I can be motzi you. If there's a mitzvah that I'm mufka from, I'm not obligated in a certain mitzvah, then I can't be motzi you in the mitzvah. Ve'im nashim beberchas amazon de'oraisa be'emes im yatsu motziim la'nashim. T'kivim she'im shayachim be'mitzvah zu yeshlam gankim b'chal arvus. All the Rush means is that women might not be obligated in this mitzvah. That's it. Not a general din of arvus. That's how a number of achronim try to explain it, because it's very difficult to suggest that the women are not b'chal arvus. But there is just one more source that will continue. The Arachayim HaKadosh on Parshas Nitzavim says maybe there's a hint of the Rush in the psukim. In the psukim, because the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, which is the source of Arvus, they're stealing an Arvus Moav. Maybe that's why it's called Arvos Moav, not just the plains of Moav, but they also were Nichlans La Arvus as they went into Eretz Yisrael. Never saw that anywhere. I don't know. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. You're all standing in front of Hashem. Rasheichem Shifteichem Ziknechem Vishotreichem Kolish Yisrael. Everybody. And then the next pasuk. Tapchem Nishechem. Don't you usually say men, women, and children? Isn't that the usual term? And yeah, we have the whole first pasuk is all about the men. Shiknechem, Shotrechem, Kolish Yisrael. And then we have the next pasuk, Tapchem. And then Nesheichem, Vigercha. So it says there, Achayim, maybe Tapchem is there to be mafsik in terms of Arvus. It's be mafsik, but to hint to us that women have a different role in Arvus than men, that's why you have Tapchem in the middle. Okay, it's a big sugya in the Mefarshim, women in the sugya of Arvus. Okay, now we continue on top. Back to the issues of Krovim. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon, Avos Lubanim Abanim Avos. Fine, you quoted the Pasuk to teach me that fathers and children are pasul to each other in terms of Eidos. Again, it's fascinating that we have to quote a Pasuk for each and every relative. You might have thought, once you call one relative, you get the idea. The Gemara seems to say, no, it's a formal din, and you have to find makaros. The kol shekein avos la'adadi. And if children and parents, then surely parents to themselves. Right? Two brothers. Banim la'banim inalam. What about a child to a child? Meaning, let's say, first cousins. A ben to a ben. Im kein lichtov kra lo yimsu avos. Al ben. My banim. Dafilu banim la'adadi. So the extra word banim teaches me to each other. Ashkechan banim lahadadi banim la'alamina Allah. So fine, this is testifying to each about each other. What about with each other to somebody else? How do you know two relatives cannot testify about a different person? So Amarami Barchama svarahu. It's a svara. Kidatanya the Brisa says, Ein ha'edim na'as in zomamin ad shiyazumu shnehem. The halacha is that edim zomamin cannot become zomamin until your mazim both of them or all of them. As we know, meaning if two people come to court and only one of them is proven to be an aid zomim, so the other one's off the hook. The other one is thrown out of court. There's only one aid, but he does not get the punishment until both of them. So in a backhanded kind of way, only because, only if I testify with my brother, only because he testifies with me, and then we're both proven zomamin, do I get the punishment. So in a backhanded way, I'm getting punished because of his edus. If he wouldn't have come to court with me, so then I wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't get the punishment of edim zomamin. And we know that that's the basic law, that I'm not going to be punished based on the edus of my relative. And if we say that relatives to the outside world are kosher, so nimsa edzomim ne'arag be'edus achiv. So you ultimately an edzomim will be killed because of the edus of his brother. Because if his brother wouldn't be around, then he wouldn't be killed. So that is why, that's the svara that Rami Bar Chama gives. Because this would be, if you allow them to testify to the outside world, it would be an extension of testifying against each other. And therefore, it would not be allowed. Amalei Rava, Rava says, that doesn't work. Ula Taimech, according to your reasoning, what about the following Mishnah? Hoditzan, we had a Mishnah in Baba Basra. Shlosha Achin ve'echem nestarif imahen in the sugya of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Or Cheskas Abatim, that big long parak in the middle of Baba Basra, third parak. So what did it say there? So we know we have to have somebody is a squatter, he has to have edus for 3 years that he was squatting there, and after that, we don't require him to hold on to his shtar anymore, and that's called Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So, let's say there are two sets of witnesses for each of the years. One set, one set, one set, but there is, three brothers. Each of them are testifying about a year, and then there's another guy that's being mitzarif with each of the brothers. So in that case, hare eluch gimel eduyos. These are considered three separate eduyos, and meaning it's considered chesas gimel shanim. It's not like one testimony. It's considered three eduyos in order to create chesas gimel shanim. But vehein edus achas lahazama. But it's one edus regarding hazama. Meaning what? If I want these edus to have to pay because they falsely try to give this guy the property, you have to be mazim all of them in order to make them pay. So says the Gemara. So says Rava. What happened in that case? You see in that case, that's only because my brother is testifying with me, I'm going to have to ultimately pay. Nimse itzomim mishalim amam beidus achiv. So you have the same problem. Rabbi Racham, you want to bring a raya that you're not going to trust witnesses testify together against somebody else because one will ultimately put the other one to death? So here too, we shouldn't accept it, because one is going to cause the other one to pay money. So Ella, what must you say? Hazama me'almakasi. You must say no. If two people are testifying together, and ultimately they're proven to be Edim Zomamin, you don't look at it like one Ed is causing the other Ed any problems. The two Edim are on the same team. The Ede Mazimin, or the Bezdin, are causing the problems, not each to each other. So that's how you look at it by Mamanis. Sachanami, Hazama me'almakasi. So he knocks out Rami Bar Chama's svara. You can't say one aid is going against the other aid. It's Bezdin doing it. Maybe it fits into what we spoke about yesterday. That an aid zomeim is Bezdin declaring them, giving them a status of an aid zomeim. And therefore it has nothing to do with one aid to the other aid. So you have to come up with a different source for why it is that two relatives cannot testify against somebody else. So Ella, this is the answer. Im kein lichtov kra uben al avos. Inami heim alavos. My ubanim afilu banim la'alma. So again, an extra phrase, an extra few letters in the Torah teach us even relatives to the outside world. Good. Ashkechan krove ha'av. Fine, this is all teaching me paternal relatives are pasul la'edus to each other and to others. Krove ha'em inalon. How do I know maternal relatives? Omar, because it was speaking about avos and banim in the pasuk. So how do I know it's maternal? Omar kra, avos trezimni. It says avos twice. Leimsu avos abanim, uvanim leimsu, right? Uvanim leimsu, avos leimsu, whatever, the end of the pasuk. Poke it. Right, uvanim leimsu al avosam. So it says avos two times in the pasuk, so that is why, imeinu inyin, lekrove ha'av, tadeu inyin lekrove ha'em. If you can't, you don't have to use it for the krove ha'av, because it says that beferish, so use the second avos to teach me krove ha'em. Big clash on that line, but let's first continue for a minute. Ashkechan lechova, lezchus minalan, fine, I know lechova. What about lizchus? Because this is all lo yumsu. So I know they can't testify against each other. What about to be mezakeh? So again, the Gemara doesn't say, of course, they might lie. So the Ron says, isn't it a kavachomer? So the Ron says, sometimes even when there's a kavachomer, tarach v'kasav lakra. The pasuk will go out of its way to say, no, a pasuk anyway, because sometimes a kal v'chomer isn't as strong. We know ein onshim min adin. You can't punish based on a kal v'chomer for various reasons. So because of that, sometimes the pasuk goes out of its way to mention a source, to give a source, even though you could have learned it from kal v'chomer. So how do you know this chus? So amar kra, yumsu trei zimni, emeinu inyan l'chova, to name inyan l'schus. Fine. Ashkechad b'dina nefashas, b'dina mamadis b'dina. Well, this is all about misa. So you know by dina nefashas they're thrown out. How do you know by dina mamadis? Omar krab, mishpat echad yelachem, mishpat hashaveh lachem. Got to keep a list in this mesechta of mishpat echad yelachem, comparing dina mamadis dina nefashas, that one din in all matters, one law in all matters. We compare nefashas and mamadis in many contexts. So here too, if they're possible for nefashas, they're possible for mamadis as well. There is a problematic shita, stop here for a second, problematic shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Krovei Ha'aim are pasul midrabanan. The Ramah quotes this Rambam. The Rambam says, Ein psul, this is Perek Yud Gimel and Hilchas Eidus, Ein pasul bidin Torah el krovim bimishpachas ha'av bilvad. V'haim, ha'av inama ben, v'abin ama av, v'achin inama av, zem zeh, uvedeyem. Fine. Aval shar hakrovim min ha'aim, o miderech ha'ishus, kulan psulin mi divrehem. Pasul midrabanan. And the Veld asks on the Rambam, starting with the Kesef Mishnah. The Gemara learns it out from one of the Yud Gimel Midos. You learn it now from or one of the Midos. Shatar Adrat, it may no inyan. If you don't learn it from this one, you learn this, avosam, you learn it from the other avosam. That's not Durabanan. That's a drasha. Drasha's chazal. That's what I'm talking about. V'sober Rabbeinu says the Kesef Mishnah, Shekomash anu darshim beferish akasavu midar haisa, umash enidresh be'im eno inyin, kivan shepashat akasav eno, pshat akasav eno mora alav mikri divrei sofrim. So the Kesef Mishnah has to reread the Rambam. Don't take the Rambam so seriously. Really, he means daraisa. What he means is Divrei Sofrim. Divrei Sofrim means it's Daraisa, but it's not explicit in the Torah. It's very hard to say that here. Elsewhere, the Rambam uses the Lashon of Divrei Sofrim. So we say, oh, that means the Daraisa, but not in Mefurish in the Torah. Like the most famous one, the first Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, where the Rambam quotes, Kiddusha Kesef is Divrei Sofrim. So that's the Kesef Mishnah refers to his own Shita there. He says, just like I wrote in Hilchos Ishus, that if the Kiddusha Kesef is learned that from Xerah Shava, Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron, it's not Mefurish. So the Rambam calls it Divrei Sofrim. But of course it's Daraisa. The problem here, though, is that he says, Midivrehem. He doesn't say Divrei Sofrim. Okay, but that's a problem with the Lashon. But that's the Kesef Mishnah's assumption, that really it means it's learned out from a drasha, and therefore it's only Durabanan. But then he says, I have a problem. Look at the next line of the Gemara that we just read. What did we just say? Ashkechon l'chova, l'schus bin alan, it's another Meino Inyan. So you're going to tell me l'schus is also, it's also on a different level? So what's the difference? That's also, so he says, the Bishle, he says, no, there's a big difference between learning out mother's relatives, and learning out l'schus. The Yishlomar, the Bishlomar krovei ha'aim pshat hakasov eino mora al pisulam klal. The Torah says father. So to say mother is included is exactly the opposite. We would never have learned it. Delo pasal el krovei ha'abnafka. Aval afal gabdenaka lachova. But even though the Torah talks about chova lo yumsu, less than lamemar the dafka nakat pisula lachova velo l'schus, to my time ikan leflugi binayu. Elavada nakat chova v'hu adin l'schus. The Torah has to choose one. So it chooses lachova, but obviously there's no difference between lachova and l'schus. But by av, it specifically says av, so therefore I would have thought that this is only la'av and not la'aim. That's why that's a real drasha on a different level, as if it doesn't say it explicitly, and therefore the Rambam calls that divrei, but according to the Kesef Mishnah, that really means da'oraisa, like he writes in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus. That is the Rambam. The Shach doesn't like it. On Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam quotes this, and the Shach says we don't pask in this way, and if there are maternal witnesses at a wedding, it is totally not a wedding, right? You don't say, oh, it's only Durabanan Psul, so you're Choshen. That's what the Ramah says. Because we Duraraisa, it's good Eidus, so you're Choshen Shlo Kedushin, and therefore you need a get. The Shach says, no, that's not a marriage at all. These are the only witnesses, maternal relatives. Because we Paskin fundamentally, like most Rishonim, and not like the Pashas of the Rambam, that it is a din d'rabbanan. We paskin generally that it is a d'oraisa. Okay, but this is the sheet of the Rambam that we should be aware of. Difficult sheet up. Question is where he gets it from. Okay, let us continue. The Shach also at the end says expands on the Kesef Mishnah and says it's got to be like the Rambam says in Hilchas Ishus that it's only divrei sofrim, but it's just learned out and it's very difficult to suggest anything else. Okay, after the Shach Kedarka Bakodesh, after you finish reading a Shach, he'll quote 35 people who says like he says, he'll quote the other 50 people that argue, and then by the end of this paragraph, he'll explain how those 50 people really hold like him. So, he does it here too, Kedarka Bakodesh. Right. Amarav, so Rav says, Achi Abba Lo Yoyedli, my father's brother cannot testify for me, my uncle. Who Ubanov Achasano? He, his son, or his son-in-law, meaning my first cousins. Af ani lo aid lo, and also I can't testify about him. Ani ubini vachasani, I or my son or my son-in-law. So Rav says my son-in-law or my son cannot testify about my uncle. So let's think about the generations there. We're going to call those generations, as we'll see. The first generation we're talking about is going to be called Rishon, and the third one is going to be called Shlishi. If you have an uncle and a great nephew, that's going to be called a Rishon and a Shlishi. I got to get the lingo down. It's just different generations. The way I heard that the Rav Shachter wasn't mean Rishon and Shlishi. Rishon and Shlishi from the common relative. That's why it's called Rishon and Shlishi. You don't just arbitrarily pick a generation. Okay, let's call this one Rishon and that one Shlishi. So let's say you have a great uncle and a great nephew. So they share, right, a great-great-grandfather. Right, if you go straight up. So that's the common relative. So there's Rishon from the common relative and Shlishi from the common relative. That's where you get the names from. But either way, for simplification, let's say you have one generation or two generations down, that's called a Rishon and a Shlishi. So we'll keep that in mind. So it says the Gemara, V'yamai, why does Rav say that his son will be pasul to his uncle, meaning Rav's uncle to Rav's son? What is that? Havile Shlishi Berishon. That's a Shlishi testifying about a Rishon, and Meikra did, and that's kosher. The Anan, Shani B'Shani Tanan. We say Shani B'Shanis are a problem, meaning cousins. Shani Berishon Tanan. A Shani Berishon, a nephew and an uncle. That's in the Mishnah too. Shlishi Berishon Lo Tanan. There's no Shlishi Berishon in our Mishnah. So where does Rav get it from that a Shlishi Berishon would be puzzle? Get Halacha L'Maisa. We're not going to get into it now. Halacha L'Maisa. We're very machmir by weddings. Because we don't want, because the minog is to be extra machmir than the maker adin. But any type of relatives, you know, any misada kedushin that hears like somebody's a certain type of cousin, forget it. Forget it, they're extra machmir, because we don't want to have any types of sveikas. But now we're talking about maker adin. So how could Rav say that a shlishi berishon is kosher? So three answers. Answer number one. My chasano diktani b'masnisan chasan b'no. When the Mishnah says that, lists off a number of people that are pasul, including an uncle. The Mishnah says, Achi Aviv. He's pasul. He and his son and his son-in-law. Really what that means is, he, his son, and the son-in-law of his son. Meaning you go down an extra generation. Beno of the uncle, and Chasano of the Beno. It's going on the previous word. So really there is a Shlishi Berishon in the Mishnah. There is a Shlishi in the Mishnah. So it's not really a Shlishi Berishon, as the Gemara will talk about in a second. Velisti ben Beno, what do you have to talk about the son-in-law of a son? Just like the son of a son. That itself would tell me. So Milsaga Baruch HaKamashvon, Derech Agav is teaching me, De Baal Ki'ishto. That a husband and a wife are like the same, and therefore, it's not considered an extra step. Fine. So that's the first answer for Rav. Where does Rav get Shlishi Berishon from? It's in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says uncle's son, it means uncle's son's son-in-law. Right? It's one generation down. So Gemara says, 1 minute. V'yelaha ditani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya has a brisa that says, Shmona Avos. There are 8 Avos categories. We know there are Avos Nezikin, and Avos Atuma, and Avos on Shabbos, and there might be Avos by Kinyanim. The Ritva says in Kiddushin, there's avos by relatives. There's avos, there are 8 categories, says Rabbi Chiya, Shehein, Esther Marba, there are really 24, because it's each of these categories, plus their sons and sons-in-law. Right, that's what the Mishnah said. So that's where our Rabbi Chiya described our Mishnah. So 8, which are 24, but 1 minute. If you're telling me now that there's another level, right, it's the son, it's the son-in-law of the son. So Hanitzlas and Vitartinavi should be 32. Because it's each person, it's my uncle, and then my uncle's, there are eight of those, and then it's their sons, which makes it 16, and then their sons-in-law, which makes it 24, and then the son's sons-in-law, which would make it 32. Rashi says, you could have also asked, really it's 40, because it's the son-in-law of the next generation too. But either way, it's extra. So the Gemara says, okay, forget that answer. Answer number two for Rav. Where does Rav get Shlishi Barishon Pasul? El olam chasno mamish. The Mishnah really means son-in-law literally. My uncle's son-in-law. Via my kari le chasan beno. So why though was it termed chasan beno? Kiva de me alma kaasi kidor acher dami. But it's by marriage. So maybe by marriage, that is as if it's another generation. My uncle's son-in-law is as if it's a shlishi barishon, because uncle, daughter, son-in-law. Uncle, daughter, son-in-law. Marriage, maybe, this doesn't hold up on maskana, but marriage at this point takes the place of another generation. Maybe that's the source of Rav. Again, for shlishi barishon being pasul. So now the Gemara says, well, a minute, ihachi. Let's say that's the case of the Mishnah, shlishi. But ihachi avali shlishi b'sheni. We're not talking about a shlishi barishon there. Remember, we're talking about the person himself. A person saying, my uncle is possible to me. My uncle's son is possible to me. My uncle's son-in-law is possible to me. So even if you want to say an extra generation is added, and it's as if it's my uncle's son's son-in-law, so still, it's to me, and I'm a sheni. So it's a shlishi b'sheni. So a shlishi b'sheni is possible. Do we go that far? But Rav Asher shlishi b'sheni. Rav doesn't go that far. That's even more distant. Everybody agrees that's kosher. Everybody agrees that's kosher. Meaning, if I testify for my first cousin once removed, going down, everybody agrees that's mikra din kosher. Right? So Rav never said that. You can't say that's the pshat of the Mishnah. So Ella, Rav, the Amar, Krebi Elazar. Third answer, you're right. Rav's source is not in our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah does not have a case of Shlishi Barisha. We're stuck. Eli, I was like Rabbi Elazar, Tatani, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Kishem Shachi Abba, Lo Yad Li, Hu, Ubnava Chasano. Rabbi Elazar says, just like my uncle, my father's brother, cannot testify about me, he can't testify about me, or his son and son-in-law cannot testify about me, meaning my first cousins cannot testify about me, Kach Ben Achi Abba, so too, my first cousin, Lo Yad Li, Hu, Ubnava Chasano. So too, my first cousin's children cannot testify. So you see, Rabbi Elazar holds even a shlishi b'sheni. My first cousin and me are shenis. We're shenis to each other, and his kids can't testify about me. So you see, shlishi b'sheni. So now the Gemara says, "One minute, v'akat de'avli shlishi b'sheni, Rav Asher shlishi b'sheni." How can you say that's the sheet of Rav? Rav only says shlishi barishon is pasul. A great uncle with a great nephew, that's pasul. But if you go down one more generation, that's kosher. So Gemara says, you're right. Rav Savar leKavasi b'chado upaligale b'chado. Rav would hold like half of Rabbi Elazar's shita. Rav would say a shlishi b'rishon is pasul, but not a shlishi b'sheni. And by the way, Rashi and Tosfos both say here that this is the halacha. We paskin a shlishi b'rishon is pasul. Bottom Tosfos. Tekein halacha. Shlishi b'rishon is pasul. That is what Tosfos says. Rashi also mentions the halacha, the opposite. Rashi on the fourth wide line, Les hilchaza kavase, the arena b'yesh nochlin, the shlishi b'sheni kasher. Question about the girsa. Hilchaza kavase, the Rav, the basroi havi, we pass on like Rav. That Rav says the shlishi b'rishon is kasher. So maybe Rashi, question the girsa in Rashi, but Tosfos says shlishi b'rishon is pasul. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Lamed Gimel Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Ula olam shlishi b'rishon is kosher. Shlishi b'rishon is always kosher. What about a grandfather and a grandson? That's a shlishi b'rishon. Says that's not a shlishi b'rishon. That's a sheni b'rishon. Because a father and a son, they go together. They're like one generation. Right? Father, son, one generation, so a grandfather and a grandson cannot testify, but a grandfather to a great-grandson, that would be a shlishi b'rishon, and that would be kosher, says Tosfos. If somebody has chuta meshula, shlobim her yinosek, he lives to see a great-grandson, so then, in ben-beno, shehu revi mimenu kosher, b'bnei shehu shlishi b'rishon. That is what Tosfos. Then he quotes at the end, the last line, the yeshomim to shlishi b'rishon pasul. Then he calls in the last line. No, maybe Tosfos is right. Shlishi Rishon is possible, and the Rama says v'chein ro'i laharos. So he calls both deyas. Rashi and Tosfos here. And at the end, he says maybe it's good to be machbir. Vayter. My time at the Rav. So now we found the source of Rav. Rav holds like Rabbi Lazar. What is the reason? What's the source of Rav in the Torah that a shlishi berishon could be puzzle? Tia markra lo yumsu avos albanim uvanim. So we darshan that extra word next to each other, or Rashi says it's the extra vav l'rabos daracher. We included the next generation for Rabbi Lazar. What about Rabbi Lazar, who even says a shlishi besheni is puzzle? Albanim amarachmana psule de avos shadi abanim. The psul of the avos, you just add on one generation. So that's why shlishi b'sheni is also pasul. Period. Next statement. Amar of Nachman, achi chamosi, the brother of my mother-in-law. Whenever we do this gemara, we just think of ourselves, right? My mother-in-law's brother, lo yadli, he cannot testify about me. Ben achi chamosi, the son of my mother-in-law's brother. Meaning my wife's brother, right? Lo yoed li, he also cannot testify for me. Ben, I'm sorry, my wife's cousin, my wife's first cousin, or ben achos chamosi, my mother-in-law's sister's son, also my wife's first cousin. Lo yoed li, v'tanatuna baal achoso, my sister's husband, ubaal achos aviv, my uncle, my father's sister's husband, ubaal achos imo, my mother's sister's husband, all of these uncles, all of these are puzzle to me, heinu v'neinu v'chasnehen, them and their children and their sons and sons-in-law. Amar Ravashi, ki avinan bei ula, ibailon. When we were by ula, we asked him, achicham av mahu, what about my father-in-law's brother? Ben achicham av mahu, what about my father-in-law's brother's son? Or my wife's cousin, ben achos chamav mahu. What about the son of my father-in-law's sister? Again, my wife's cousin. So I'm not telling you two. We learned it in the Mishnah. Achiv u'achi aviv u'achi imo. Our Mishnah said, my brother, my father's brother, my mother's brother, hein u'vnein u'vachasnehen. Right? They and their sons and their sons-in-law. And if you do the math, my father-in-law's brother's son-in-law. My father, we're just going to quote now that our Mishnah is exactly one of those cases, just depending who you're talking about. My father's brother's son-in-law, right? My father's brother's son-in-law, my first cousin by marriage, my father's brother's son-in-law is the exact same, and that's what the Mishnah says, is exactly my, looking at it from his direction, his father-in-law's brother's son. I am his father-in-law's brother's son. If he is my father's brother's son-in-law. So it's the same thing. So we learned it in the Mishnah. You just got to think about it a little deeply. Okay, weiter. Rav ikva lemizvin gvili. Rav was going to buy klafim. So boy mine, while he was there, they asked him, Mausha yod adam be'eshes chargo. Could a person testify about his stepson's wife? His stepson's wife. So all the mafarshim say, what are we going to talk about in this daf? Let's talk about this. Look, he comes to the shuk, and they're asking him these questions. They were kulo Torah. He's middle of the store, and they but a rav never has a free moment, right? You're in the store, you ask Baruch Hashem. You ask him a halacha, you ask him in they're always true to him, right? The Tosas points out the Mishnah in, I think it's in Krisus. It's a Krisus, the Shram Siyam Halacha, of course, all the Marmakomas here. Of course, there's a Tosas in Meseches Krisus, yeah, Daf Tezvav, where it says there, Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Gamliel while they were in the shuk buying meat for the wedding of his son. Isn't this hard question about Arias and your a person who's also do you three different times? Tosas there says they were shakua b'Torah no matter what, even when they were in the shuk, they were shakua b'Torah. So here too, he was going to buy gvili, and they asked him the following question: Boy mine, Maushi Adam Eishes Chargo, could a person testify about his stepson's wife Eishes Chargo? What property could the stepson's wife have, right? Because the Rashi says nechsi maluk shala, her nechsi maluk, because that would be something that she would have that the stepson would not have any part in, right? The Mishnah already says chargo stepson is pasul chargo levado. So now we ask about the stepson's wife. So besuria amri balke ishto bepubadisa amri isha kabayla. Right, we say no, you cannot because the husband wife they go together. Damar afuna marav. Or Amar of Nachman, Minaisha Isha Kabaila Dichsiv, how do you know Isha Kabaila Dichsiv? Ervasachi Avichalosagale, do not reveal the nakedness of your father's brother, El Ishtalosikrav, don't go close to his wife, Dodaslahi, she is your aunt. Fahalo Ishas Dodohi. What do you mean she's your aunt? She is your uncle's wife. Michlal the Isha Kabaila. It must be that Isha Kabaila, because it calls your uncle's wife your aunt. Good. Baal Kishto Ishika Baila is generally used as a legal halachic term, in terms of edus, in terms of mitzvos. There is one usage of the Aruch HaShulchan, which is a very startling usage, but, you might not mean it literally, but he uses it in Simon Reish Nun, in Hilcha Shabbos, where he's talking about the halacha that everybody has to be Torah, Erev Shabbos, and Yonah Dioma, right? Everybody has to be do covet Shabbos with their own guf. We have to physically do something to prepare for Shabbos, like the Amoraim and Kedushin used to physically prepare for Shabbos, salt the fish and do something. And then he quotes, so why is it that so many great people don't prepare for Shabbos themselves? Why is it? Shei Rabbi Magdolim ain't osin ba'atzmam. The ode, and he says, which is just the opposite about what everybody else says. He says, and also in the Gemara, Chashiv Mishaya Osin Ba'atzman, Shema Mirosha Rabim Loasu Ba'atzman. It's just the opposite. Everybody else says these are two examples. You don't have to quote 5,000 Amoraim that do it. He says, oh, only two rabbis are quoted, so it must be nobody, none of the other rabbis did it. So he says, Ela hu hider mitzvah. It must be just a hider. V'yetzleinu nishosenu osos. U'machinos asman l'kavashabis v'ishto kugufo. So this is not Aruch HaShulchan to repeat outside of this room, right? Anybody listening out there and your wife overhears this from the kitchen? We don't paskin like this Aruch HaShulchan. It's okay. But anyway, that's an amazing startling usage of the Aruch HaShulchan. It's against everybody. Everybody else says you have to do it yourself and you can't use Ishtu Kugufa there. Weiter, two dots. Uba'al imo, hu ubeno v'chasno. My mother's husband, my stepfather, hu ubeno v'chasno. So Bino, what do you mean? You can't testify about your mother's husband's son. Isn't that your brother? Hainu Achiv? So at this point we think it means my mother and my father. Right? So, no. Amar Yirmiyahu lo nitzrucha ela la'achi ha'ach. No, it means a stepbrother. A stepbrother. But there's an amazing chiddush in the Yad Ramah. It's hinted to already in Rashi. The only time a person is puzzled to a stepbrother is if, let's say it's my mother's husband. My mother's husband has a child from a previous marriage. It's only if then my mother and her husband have another child together. Only if there is a half-sibling does it then passel the step-sibling. If there is no half-sibling, and think about why this is, but Yad Ramah says a beferish here. Rashi already hints to it. If there is no half-sibling, then step-sibling is not possible. There's nothing connecting us. If there is a child that comes from both, that's mitzaref, the outside two brothers. Unbelievable. Rashi hints to it in the second skinny line. Achi ach, ben sheyesh l'ba'al imo me'isha acheres, pasal lo, mebnei shehu achi achiv. And the Yad Ramah says it beferish. It's only if there's a half-sibling. Got to think why this is. Right? Because how am I connected to my mother's husband's son? If my mother and her husband have another child, so now we're all connected because my brother's brother. So that is the that's a chiddush here. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah means. Rav Chizda achshav achiyach. Rav Chizda says it's kosher. No, he's machshir. Amru leilo shami lechad Rabbi Yirmiyah. What do you mean? You don't like Rabbi Yirmiyah? That said that you learn this out from the Mishnah. Amru leilo shami li klam lesvirli. Yeah, I don't hold of that. I think that a step sibling would be kosher. Iyachi hanu achiv. So we're back to the original question. So what's the Mishnah telling me? Right, my mother's husband's son, that's my brother. Hainu achiv. So tana achiv min aav, tani achiv min aim. It says paternal and maternal brothers. Fine. Amar Rav Chizda, avi chasan vavi kalam eid ezalzeh, machatanim are kosher to testify with each other. Velo dami la adad yaliki uchla ladana. They're, the machatanim are not exactly similar. They're like an uchla ladana. What does uchla ladana mean? So Rashi says it means like a cover on a barrel. Doesn't exactly fit. Doesn't exactly fit the barrel. That's Rashi ki uchla ladana. You see the aruch on the side? No, it means that when you put the cover on a barrel, you don't glue it together. You just put it on top. I mean, they're close, but they're not connected. That's machatanim. Machatanim are like covers and barrels. Therefore, they're not exactly the same. They can testify with each other. The Ramah quotes this halacha, but the Ramah says, but they cannot, one cannot be a judge for the other one. they can testify with each other to somebody else, but the Rama says one cannot be a judge to the Shadim because there is Kiruv Das. There is Kiruv Das. They're just not family blood relatives, so therefore there would be certain flexibility, but certain limitations. Amar Abba Bar Chana, Meir Adam Le'ishto Arusa. First I can testify about his wife who is an Arusa. Amar Ravina Lo Amar Ne'lafukimina. This is only La'afuke to take something from her. But if it's to get something to her, he's not believed, because when he marries her, that's going to become his. So if he's not going to be believed, if it's Iule. Veloi, and then we say, no, really, lo shna la'afuke, lo shna li'iule lo mehemen. Really, we say, a man about an Ishtar Rusa will never be believed. Why? My baitech, what was your svara to try to be machshir? K'dam rev chiyabar ami, mishmei de'ula. Ishtar Rusa, lo'onim v'lo mitami lo. In Ishtar Rusa, person, Rahman al-Islan, loses his wife who is an Arusa. First stage of a Jewish marriage, he does not become an one to make himself tummy from kachim. And if he's a kohen, he has no chiv, he's not allowed to become tummy for her. And also she does not become onenis to him. And she does not have to become tummy. Big shayla, what does that mean? A kohenis is not muzheres anyway on tumma. So what does it mean, lomatame? Maybe she doesn't have an obligation to. Mesa ena yarsha. If she dies, he does not yarshin her from Erisin. Meshu gova ksubasa. If he dies, though, she gets her ksuba, if he wrote a ksuba from Erisin. So, hasso, you see from there that what, there's so much that does not apply after Erisin. So the Gemara says, hasam b'she'ero tala rachmana. And there, it's all tali on she'er, on being a formal legal relative, akadila she'erohi. And Erisin is not she'er. You're not a formal halachic relative yet. Hacha, but over here, by Eidus, Mishim Mekruvei Daitahu. It's all about, do you love her? Are you Kiruv Das? V'ha Ikruv Daitah Lagabe, and you're very close to her, so therefore, you cannot testify. And therefore, why a man is puzzled to testify about Ishto Arusa. Machlokes, Rambam, and others. The Rambam here says, even Lamaskana, though, you cannot testify about your Arusa, but what about your Arusa sister? Relatives that will become relatives after Nisuin, so that's okay. It's not a full Kiruv Das. Question where the Rambam gets that from, but that's the shita of the Rambam quoted here. Good. Chargo levado. What about a step? The Mishnah said stepson alone. So Tan Rabbanan. Chargo levado. Rabbi Yossi Omer Giso. Rabbi Yossi says brother-in-law. V'tani yidach Giso levado. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Choger. One says brother-in-law and one says stepson. So what are they talking about? What does that mean? He just says the statement. Brother-in-law, what does he mean? So, my ka'amar. So, ilema, does he mean, first possibility, hachi ka'amar. Chargo levado v'hu adin legiso. Does it mean that our Mishnah says chargo levado? And Rabbi Yossi is adding on, brother-in-law levado, v'as Rabbi Yossi lememar giso levado v'hu adin lechargo. They're each just adding on to each other. Elamasiz tani giso, hu, b'navachasano mani. But then, the Mishnah, one of the first ones listed in the Mishnah is brother-in-law, and the Mishnah says, brother-in-law and his son-in-law. So, Lord Rabbi Yossi, that would be neither. If they're each saying that brother-in-law is unique, not levado, meaning not his son and son-in-law, then there's no author to the Mishnah. So, Ella, maybe this is what he means. Hachi kamar. We're going to have three possibilities. What is this discussion of Chargo and Giso? Second possibility, Ella Hachi kamar. Chargo levado aval Giso hu bunova chasano. Maybe the Mishnah the first Shita, Tanakama means stepson alone, but Giso, he's puzzled to me, his son is puzzled to me, his son-in-law is puzzled to me, like the Mishnah. V'yaser Rabbi Yossi l'meimar, and the Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, Giso levado, only Giso, avo charga hu b'no v'chasano. Meaning, each one of them, pick one. One, brother-in-law or stepson, that they say no, only them, no other relatives from them are puzzled. So then we have, that also doesn't work. Why? V'yala hadatani Rabbi Chiyah. Remember Rabbi Chiyah, we had it on Amar Aleph 2. Shmona avo shein esrim barba. Eight that are really 24. Eight psulim. Keman, lo Rabbi Yossi, lo Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't fit in. Because if you look back in the Mishnah, there are 10 psulim. There are 10 people listed. Hu ubno v'chasano. And then chargo levado. So according to Rabbi Chiyah, you gotta find somebody to take out two of them. You gotta take out two. Chargo and Giso. Got to take out two of them to list, if you want to say Rabbi Chiyah is right, with eight. Eight that are really 24. In our Mishnah, there are 10 listed. So even if you take out one, like one of them does, that only gets you down to 9, which would be 27, not 24. So Ella, final answer, third answer, Hachik Amar. This is what it means. Chargo Levado Aval Gisa Hubanova Chasano. Tanakama says, Chargo Levado, only a stepson, but brother-in-law is Pasol, he and his son and son-in-law. Viasir Rabbi Yossi Lemeimar Gisa Levado Vakoshagin Chargo. And Rabbi Yossi excludes both of them, meaning, and he's the author of our Mishnah, going along with Rabbi Chiya, according to Rabbi Chiya's understanding. Umas Nisan, Rabbi Yehuda. And if you take the Mishnah, Pashup Shad in the Mishnah, only Chargo is excluded, but there are other nine are Hu, Uvenehen, V'chasanehen. So that would equal 27 altogether. But it's 9 times 3. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Ubraisa, Rabbi Chiya's Braisa, who says only 24, Rabbi Yossi. That would be Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says Chargo and Giso, son-in-law, brother-in-law and stepson, both their sons and son-in-law are not possible to me. Only they themselves, and that will be Rabbi Chiya's 24. Period. Two more minutes. One more minute. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yossi. We pass on like Rabbi Yossi. Period. One more story. There was a shtar matana that had two brothers-in-law signed on it. Sabar Rabbi Yossi Lachshurei. Rabbi Yossi thought to be machshuret. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Halacha like Rabbi Yossi. Two brothers-in-law testifying. Amar Le'abaya Mimaydir Rabbi Yossi Demastisan the machshur begiso. Dear Rabbi Yossi the brayse the pasul begiso. Which Rabbi Yossi are you saying the halacha is like? Maybe it's the Rabbi Yossi that says brother-in-law's apostle. Where is it? Lo saka daitach. No. Domer Shmuel, we're going on, no, Pinchas, Davin and Achi Yugisi. No, because Shmuel said, right, me and Pinchas, we can't testify because we're brothers and brothers-in-law. How do you get that? Two brothers marry two sisters. They're brothers and brothers-in-law. Aval Gisi Dalma Shapar Dami. So you see, Shmuel said, the problem was that they were brothers, not just brothers-in-law. I have a Dilma Kagona, no, Pinchas, Mishim, the Giso Kamer. Maybe the emphasis, though, was just the brothers-in-law aspect. Omer Lacy, he says, fine. He realizes that he's not going to get the shtar to be kashered because of the signatures. Zil Kanye Beidi Mesira, Kreb Elazar. Okay, get me new witnesses. Get me new witnesses for this shtar so I can give it in front of them. So if Yamar Rabbi Yaba, Modi Rabbi Elazar, Mimzuyah, Pitoch, Oshu, Pasa, for 1 minute. If there's a problem with the shtar inherently written on the shtar, that's called Mizuyah Mitocho. It's a problem within it. So even if you give it in front of good witnesses, it's still going to be a problem. So Amalei Zil, he says, okay, just leave. Loshavki li dasvina lecha. Okay, there's no way for me to give this shtar matana to you. So my hands are tied. There's nothing else to do. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Baruch Hashem, we will continue on Sunday. Everybody have a good and Shabbos. Today's shiur again was sponsored L'Refuah Shleima, Beilachana Bas Esther.